If you've watched the reality show American Idol, then you know what I mean. I'm amazed at the number of terrible auditioners who respond to blunt criticism from the judges by saying things like, "I know I can sing, that's just your opinion." Truthfully, no attitude is strong enough to compensate for lack of skill. So does a good attitude make any difference? Absolutely. Attitude is the difference maker. Attitude isn't everything, but it is one thing that can make a difference in your life. Businessman, philanthropist, and author W. Clement Stone stated, "There is little difference in people, but the little difference makes a big difference. The little difference is attitude. The big difference is whether it is positive or negative." The goal of this audiobook is not to snow you by saying that attitude is everything, but to show you that your attitude is the difference maker in your life. I desire to do that by helping you understand where your attitude comes from, what it can and can't do for you, and how you can make it an asset. I also want to give you insight into how to deal with the big five attitude obstacles everybody faces: discouragement, change, problems, fear, and failure. If you're like most people, you have to deal with at least one of those issues every single day. Let's take this journey together by first looking at some basics about attitude. What is an attitude anyway? When you hear the word, what do you think about? I think of attitude as an inward feeling expressed by outward behavior. People always project on the outside what they feel on the inside. Some people try to mask their attitude, and they can fool others for a while, but that cover-up doesn't last long. Attitude always wiggles its way out. Your attitude colors every aspect of your life. It's like the mind's paintbrush. It can paint everything in bright, vibrant colors, creating a masterpiece, or it can make everything dark and dreary. There is not a single part of your current life that is not affected by your attitude, and your future will definitely be influenced by the attitude you carry with you from today forward. If your attitude is so important, then you may be asking yourself, where did I get it? Am I stuck with it my whole life, for better or worse? First, let's look at the question of where your attitude comes from. Number one, it comes from your personality, who you are. Everybody's different. Each person is born a unique individual. We're all as different as our fingerprints. That's true even of siblings born of the same parents and brought up in the same household. Even twins who are genetically identical have distinct personalities. Your personality type, your natural wiring, impacts your attitude. That's not to say that you're trapped by your personality, because you're not, but your attitude is certainly impacted by it. Secondly, it comes from your environment, what's around you. The environment you were exposed to growing up definitely has an impact on your attitude. Did your parents go through a divorce? That may cause you to have a mistrustful attitude toward members of the opposite sex. Did someone close to you die? That may prompt you to have an attitude of emotional distancing from others. Did you grow up in a poor neighborhood? That may prompt you to have a tenacious attitude toward achievement. In contrast, it could make you want to give up more easily. It may be hard to predict exactly what will happen to a person's attitude based on his or her early environment, but you can be certain that it made an impact of some kind. Thirdly, your attitude is the expression of others, what you feel. Most people can remember the harsh words of a parent or teacher even years or decades after the fact. Some people carry the scars of such experiences their entire lives. Many times the hurts that cause people to overreact to others come as the result of negative words from others. Likewise, positive words can have an impact on a person's attitude. Can you remember the positive words of a favorite teacher or other significant adult? A few words can change the way a person thinks of himself and can change the course of his life. Fourthly, your attitude comes from your self-image, how you see yourself. How you see yourself has a tremendous impact on your attitude. Poor self-image and poor attitudes often walk hand in hand. It's hard to see anything in the world as positive if you see yourself as negative. Dwayne Dyer advises, examine the labels you apply to yourself. Every label is a boundary or limit